I'm Ren Farley, and in the fall semester, I will teach a one-credit course about Detroit, once for undergraduates and once for graduate students. Detroit, arguably, was the most important city in the world in the 20th century. There's probably no technological invention that had greater impact for how we live our lives than automobiles, and the effective manufacture of low-cost, reliable automobiles occurred in Detroit. We saw in this country a huge change from an agricultural-based economy to an industrial-based economy between the end of the Civil War and the Depression. There was no city that was more involved in that shift, in the emergence of industrial employment as the modal way to make a living, than the city of Detroit. We had a fairly liberal coalition running the federal government from the election of Roosevelt until the election of President Reagan. The unions in Detroit were arguably the largest single supporters of the Democratic Party in that long interval, and they won the benefits that created a blue-collar middle class that survived for a number of years. Detroit was a very important city. However, things have changed, and if you take a look at most indicators of educational attainment, poverty, income, or crime, Detroit is at the bottom among cities in the United States at the present time. 57% of the children in Detroit live in impoverished households. There was a massive white exodus to the suburbs later, and occurring at the present time is a substantial migration of blacks from the city to the suburbs. So we talk about and go over some of these topics. The course consists of four classroom lectures, one on the history of Detroit, one on the three forces that have produced the current situation in Detroit, one on the fundamental economic trends that are shaping Detroit and Michigan, and a final lecture on the future of Detroit. And then in the Saturday of the course, there's an all-day tour of Detroit in which we visit many of the areas, some in quite decline, other areas of growth, investment in the city of Detroit. You're asked to read one book about Detroit, and at the end of the course, write a short op-ed type piece about the city of Detroit and your experiences with the city of Detroit. So that's a one-credit course for the undergraduates at one time and for the graduates at a different time. I'd be happy to answer any questions you have if you send me an email. Thank you.